Welcome to We Are the Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Are the Watchers.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers special episode. Just
Hi.
A quick one.
Yep.
Because, Tom, you managed to have a nice chat with a very well-respected and talented bloke recently.
Yeah, so this is from New York Comic Con late last year. Went across and I had a chat with Jim Marfood, a.k.a. Food One. He's a fantastic comic book artist, mixed media artist, worked on some very influential titles, Tank Girl, done a lot of stuff with Marvel, Jay and Silent Bob. He's the face of their comic book look and feel. And we talk a little bit about that. He's got some cool works coming up. And here we go.
So, Tank Girl.
Yeah.
You've popped up on that one a fair few times now. I've seen plenty of stuff. I've got a piece of that artwork outside our studio back at home.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, that I picked up last time. Do you think you'll return to that world again?
Yes. There's a new series coming out this year called Tank Girl All-Stars in honor of her 30th anniversary this year. And that's, I've got some stuff in that. In issue 3, I had like a 10-page story and did a cover. And that's me and like all the other Tank Girl guys together in each issue. So Warwick, Codwell, Johnson, trying to go through, Brett Parsons, Jonathan Edwards, all the brilliant guys. I think Jamie Hewlett is even involved in some of it.
Cool.
Ashley Wood did a cover. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of part of the extended family of Tank Girl now, which is a huge honor.
Yeah, of
because
course.
The original Tank Girl stuff is what kind of ignited the spark for me to do Girl Scouts and do my creator-owned stuff in the early 90s. That attitude and that kind of FU spirit and sensibility was what really got me excited about going in a creator-owned direction versus trying to become, like, a monthly superhero penciler. Like, I could never imagine myself doing that anyway.
Yeah.
So Tank Girl was really one of the things that kind of set the tone for what I wanted to do.
Cool. I saw that you recently caught up with Kevin Smith and those guys for bit of the reunion. What is it, 20 years?
Yeah.
Is that right? How's that? Like, that's going to be pretty crazy. Because did you meet him before writing the comic or did you have any involvement back then?
We met in 1997 at San Diego Comic-Con when Bob Schreck had formed Oni Press,
mm-hmm.
but they had no books out yet. And they had a poster for the Clerks comic book, the cover done by Gilbert Hernandez, and they were at that convention looking for the artist. And I just was in the right place at the right time. I met Kevin, I met Bob, I gave them my samples. They were both excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hit me up after the show. I did some sketches for them. And then I was hired to do the book.
That's amazing.
So it was just the right moment, right time and place,
yep.
and a little luck, and also just those guys having the faith in me being a complete newcomer to do the work. And then Kevin basically sent me the script, and we were off doing the book.
Nice.
But he was the first writer I ever worked with. He was the first script I ever worked from. So I kind of just dove in head first, like not really knowing what I was doing, but Bob Schreck is a legendary comic book editor and has worked with Frank Miller and all the greats, and so he really helped guide me and give me advice and make sure I didn't completely screw this up.
Sure. Well, it's a pretty respected work. The graph scene is pretty big in Australia, so you're pretty well known down there for the you know, scratchy, sketchy stuff.
Yeah.
There's more Jay and Silent Bob coming up. Have you sniffed around to see if there's any way you can get involved with that?
You know, I just saw Kevin at a convention in Canada a couple months ago, and we were talking about like doing a thing together.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really talk about it, but
That's
we were talking about it.
Sure.
We'll see.
And is there more Girl Scouts on the way?
Yes. I'm working on a new series. It's called Stone Ghost, Girl Scouts Stone Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 5-issue that I'm working on now that will hopefully start coming out next year through Image.
Okay.
I don't have a schedule yet, but that's my next
thing.
Oh,
with Image, it's your own schedule.
Yes.
You know, the other thing I really want to ask about is, you're obviously busy with that, but you're busy starting your own podcast.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I did, years ago I did a podcast called The Beat Bee Sessions, which was me and a friend of mine, basically just doing a mixtape show.
Cool.
And that's kind of what this new show is. It's called Skull Funk Radio. People can find it at skullfunkradio.fireside.fm.
Mm-hmm.
There's 4 volumes up. And it's basically me just kind of hosting a mixtape show, showcasing my record collection. And the way that I kind of describe the show is like, if I was in high school, hanging out in my room, smoking a J and putting together a mixtape for my car to go jam around town in, that's what the show is.
Well, the mixtape is a lost art form.
Yes.
It's dying now. Thanks to Spotify, putting together a playlist isn't the same. It's not tangible.
Yeah.
Were you a record digger? Like, were you out for vinyl hunting all the time?
Yeah, and that's kind of what this is like showcasing music that I've been passionate about and aware of and collecting since I was like 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So there's stuff that is like, goes back to the 60s, there's jazz, there's funk, there's hip hop, there's metal, there's punk, and I also have a lot of new fans now, just through like Instagram the last couple of years, and they're younger kids that are hungry for like new comics, art, content, and a lot of them have been listening to the show and they're into it because I think I'm helping them get turned on to just new stuff. There's so much content, like you wouldn't be aware maybe of Mr. Bungle or certain bands or I'm trying to think of the stuff I've played, but you know, like Incredible Bongo Band, you know, there's just so much stuff that there's certain things you might miss, and kids are listening to the show now saying, hey, thank you, you turned me on to such and such group, or now I'm buying this guy's full record. Or, so that's kind of the point of the show, is it's free and it's just sharing what I think is good content. And that's what's exciting about social media right now. There's like nasty bad shit, but if you flip it and use it for positive things, like sharing good artwork, good imagery, good music, that's what I'm interested in putting out into the world, is like, let's just share like cool shit and not worry about, not comment on the horrible stuff.
Yeah, so you're almost like an educator.
I hope.
You've been out there, you've done the time in the trenches, you found the good stuff, you're bringing it back.
Yeah, I hope. I hope so.
That's awesome.
I think it's working.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks so much for chatting.
Thanks for having me.
Please come down to Australia. I know it's
big. You know, I've been trying to get out there for shows, and if you or anyone listening knows of promoters that I can talk to, mm-hmm. I would love to go out there, because I have a lot of people that hit me up online from Australia. And I've been to different countries, but that's still one of the big ones that I need to go to.
We need you down there.
I think it would be a beautiful collaboration.
You'd have a good time.
For sure, man.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Of course.
Cheers.
My pleasure.
Nice one, Tom. That was good. Seems like a nice guy.
A very interesting guy. And if you've enjoyed that chat, I definitely recommend both listening to his podcast and also have a look at his Instagram at the moment. He was actually one of the character designers on Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and he's been posting a lot of really cool behind-the-scenes stuff.
Sounds like a guy that is worth watching, who has had a stellar career and has got a lot more to come.
And is just one of the nicest guys in the game.
Aww.
Always happy to have a chat and stop what he's doing. You know, even if he's sitting there working on commissioned artwork, he'll pull up a chair and have a chat with me.
Thanks, Tom.
Cheers.